First of all, my name is Jim Gibbon, and I am a farmer in southeastern South Dakota in Lincoln County. I have been farming for approximately 40 years.
Jim, tell me, since planting has happened, how do things look up there?
We had really good, favorable planting conditions this year. We were able to get into our fields early. We did have some cooler weather after we had our crops planted, but they rebounded very well. And to this point, we really have had some nice little rains to get the crop emerging. I know a lot of our areas are all planted and emerged great. They're not drowned out or anything. And we've been very, very fortunate on the weather that we've received. And of course, now we're getting ample supply of moisture.
Tell me about that. You say, was it... you recently have had quite a bit of rain. Tell me about that.
We really have. This last week, I know in this area of southeast South Dakota, northwest Iowa, and southwest Minnesota, there's been reports all the way from 5 to 10 inches of rain. And, you know, it's lucky we have had a relatively drier spring than usual. We've been able to absorb a lot of it, but we're to the point now where we don't need much precipitation. We need to get into our fields and complete spraying for corn and, of course, start spraying for soybean weeds and so forth. So we're kind of at a critical time here. We're hoping to get through the week without any more moisture, so maybe we can get those sprayers back in the field next week.
Very good. The last year, I know you broke 200 bushel on your corn. What do you think it's going to be like this year?
You know, we have the potential there, I know, to probably do the same thing again. I think one of the concerns maybe we have already now is the fact that we had a cooler spring. We've had weather that really looks like as we approach the rest of June is going to be somewhat cooler. How it develops and matures will probably be real critical. And, you know, we could have good yields, but at the same time, you know, if you have a high moisture content, that knocks your yields down considerably if it struggles to get mature because of the lesser heat units.